Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
You've built a career helping others. Now it's about building something lasting for yourself and your family. Lightstone Direct connects you to private real estate investments designated to create lasting wealth. You've earned access. Take your seat at the table at lightstonedirect.com. All investments involve risk. Please visit lightstonedirect.com for a full list of disclosures. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. And this is part two of our 2005 retrospective and our 2026 prediction series. So in the last episode, I looked back at the last year, 2025, what worked, what failed, what trends that most physician entrepreneurs are completely missing. And if you haven't listened to that one yet, please go back, check it out, and it'll give you the context for what we're about to dive into today. So today, I want to give you my predictions for 2026, where smart physician entrepreneurs should really lean into, where the opportunities are, where the landmines might be hiding. We're going to cover business and practice predictions, investment predictions, and this isn't theoretical. These are decisions I'm making in my own businesses and decisions I'm helping guide physicians when I consult with them. So let's get into it. So let's talk about business and practice predictions for 2026. My first one is specialization will be king. And here's what I'm predicting. Specialization will be trying to scale every single time. The grow bigger playbook is dying. Multi-location practices, big group models, trying to be everything to everyone. It's getting harder. Take it from me. It's more expensive and it's less possible than it used to be. If I was starting over, here's what I would be winning. I would be wanting to do narrow niches, deep expertise, being known for one specific thing. I'll give you an example that actually happened this week. Came back during the holidays and toilet wasn't flushing down, and not just one, several toilets in our main house were not flushing, showers were not working. And we could have called a plumber, but we found a company called Zoom Drain. Now I'm not here to sponsor them or anything like that. I'm just here to promote was they, all they do is they unplug drains, and we called them up. They came out, fixed it. They're not plumbers, they're technicians. And I paid them a reasonable amount of money to take care of a problem that I was having. And I really like the business because they're just good at that one thing. They're not here to fix your sink or install a washer. They're just here to unplug clogs. And that's all they're good at here. And taken from that example, I'm seeing physicians help businesses around hyper-specific problems for hyper-specific people. Not just I'm a family doctor, but I help perimenopausal women in high-stress careers optimize their hormones and sleep. It's not I do weight loss. It's helping postmenopausal women reverse metabolic dysfunction without being on a restrictive diet. So why does this work? Because narrow niches create clarity. Clarity creates attention. Attention creates pricing power. And pricing power can create freedom. And when you're known for just one thing, you stop competing on price. You stop getting compared to everybody else. You become the obvious choice for a specific type of patient, and they'll pay a premium for that. I see this happening in our consulting group all the time. The physicians who try to serve everyone are struggling with marketing. They're struggling with messaging. They're struggling with differentiation. But the ones who go narrow, their marketing becomes really easy. Their message becomes clear, and their ideal patients find them. So my challenge for you in 2026 is, what is the one thing you want to be known for? Not three things, not five things, just one thing. Get clear on that, and then you can build everything around it. My second prediction is that education plus having a clinical hybrid model are really going to explode this year. So what do I mean by that? This is why clinical care alone is capped. You know you can only see so many patients. You can only bill so many hours. There's a ceiling. But if you add a second component to it, namely education, whether you call that group coaching, courses, workshops, or memberships, you're extending your lifetime value, and now you're multiplying impact. You're not just treating patients, you're teaching them to manage their own health. You're not just solving problems, you're preventing them. And here's the key. You're shifting from being a provider to being a guide. And that's a different relationship. It's stickier. It's more valuable. It's more scalable. So I predict in 2026 that the physicians who thrive will be the ones who layer education onto their clinical work, not as an afterthought, but as a core part of their business model. Now, I'm not telling you you need to build a massive course empire. It means you add a group program, a membership, a workshop series, something that scales your expertise beyond that one-to-one time. Now, I'm seeing that transform practices in our own coaching communities. A physician's added a monthly membership where they do group education and then Q&A. Suddenly, the patients are staying longer. They're referring more. They value the relationship more. And guess what? The doctor's revenue goes up while their one-on-one clinical time stays the same or even decreases. That's known as building leverage. And that's what I think 2026 is going to reward. My third prediction, you probably guessed it, AI. AI is a staff multiplier for those who are redesigning their workflows. So what do I mean by this? AI is going to be a staff multiplier, but only for doctors who actually design the workflows. Again, we already know all these tools exist. ChatGPT, Claude, Descript, Firefly, it's all here. The question now, who is actually going to use them? So I predict the winners in 2026 will be the doctors who use AI for scheduling, for developing an intake form, content creation, follow-up, and administrative tasks, not to replace humans, but to multiply leverage. Imagine one physician with an AI-assisted workflow operating like a small team. Imagine automated intakes that pre-screen patients, that gather information before the visit. Imagine AI-generated content drafts that you refine in just a few minutes instead of just writing from scratch. Imagine follow-up emails that trigger automatically based upon patient behavior. It's not science fiction, guys. It's available right now. But the question is, and the challenge I offer to you is, are you going to implement it or are you going to keep doing things the old way? And it's not just about stacking tools. It's about redesigning workflows. What do we mean by that? So the doctors who just add AI on top of their existing chaos, they're not going to see results. But the doctor who step back and say, how should this process work if I was building it from scratch with AI? Those are the people, those are the doctors that are going to have a massive competitive advantage. And so I'm predicting we're going to see a clear split. There'll be physicians who are leveraging AI to do the work for three or more people. And then there's doctors who are going to do everything manually. And they're wondering why they're still far behind. Now, the technology gap isn't the issue. The implementation gap, that's what the main issue is.
Running an independent practice has never been harder, especially with rising health insurance costs. That's why a physician created Rise Health, premium health insurance built exclusively for independent doctors, their employees, and their families with cost savings. Take control of your practice and protect the people who matter most. Get your quote today at risehealth.com. That's R-Y-Z-E health.com. And stay connected. Follow at rise.health on Instagram and also find them on LinkedIn at Rise Health.
All right, let's talk about have some fun stuff. Let's talk about predictions. Here are my predictions for 2026. So investment predictions, okay. We're going to look back on this and see how wrong I was. But here's what I'm thinking. Physicians, investors are going to demand more control and optionality. They're done by being passive LPs in deals that they don't understand. I predict we're going to see smaller deals. They're going to co-GP structures, advisory roles with equity, physician-led syndicates where doctors actually have some influence. The days of sign here, give us some money, hope for the best, I think they're over. Physicians already got burned by this. We got burned by this 2 years ago and in 2025. And now it's important about asking better questions. They want transparency. They want alignment. They want some downside protection. And they're not just asking. They're walking away from deals that are not meeting their standards. And I'm seeing this in real time in our own mastermind. We were turning down syndications that looked attractive 2 years ago. Why? Because there's not that inherent trust with the operator. Maybe the fee structure is too aggressive. There's no control. There's no optionality. There's no way out if things go south. So instead, what our clients are doing is they're looking for deals. We're thinking add value, where they have some influence, where they understand the business model intimately. So if you're a physician investor in 2026, don't be afraid to negotiate. Don't be afraid to pass on deals that don't give you control or optionality. Your money is valuable. Your capital is valuable. Don't give it away by basing it on somebody else's terms. My second prediction is physicians are going to shift towards real assets with operational upside. So I'm talking about things like healthcare real estate, buildings you can improve, you can lease to tenants and control. I'm talking about practice roll-ups where physician leadership actually adds value. I'm talking about building media brands as investable assets, podcasts, YouTube channels, newsletter with real distribution and real revenue. We've got a great, again, there's a plug, podcast conference that's coming up specifically for physicians. We'll have the links below on here. It's coming very, very soon. You want to be a part of it. If you have a podcast now or just thinking about having a podcast, this is going to be integral to your success in 2026. Now, why do I think that these media brands are investable assets? Because they're tangible, they're understandable, they're improvable. Because you're not just betting on somebody else's genius, you're betting on assets you can see, touch, and improve through good operations. So instead of investing in a random tech startup, you invest in a physician-led podcast with 100,000 downloads per month and real sponsorship revenue. You can understand the business model. You can help with content strategy, guest connections, monetization. And if things go well, you have a real equity with a real asset. So I predict in 2026, the smart physician investors will stop chasing yield and start chasing assets and building assets that they can add value to. Not what has the highest return, but where can I add my own expertise and where am I having that edge? My third prediction, fewer bets, higher conviction. Physicians are going to stop over-diversifying into mediocre deals and start consolidating into high conviction bets. So instead of being in 15 syndications, they may be in a couple. And instead of investing in 10 startups, they invest in two, where they actually know the founders, they understand the business. And instead of chasing an opportunity, quote unquote, they're going to pass on 90% of them and then go deep on the 10%, 5 to 10% that truly align with what they want to do. This is about building strategic alignment. And I predict it's going to define the physician investors who build real wealth in 2026 and beyond. So here's why this matters. Diversification for the sake of diversification is just noise. It's you're not building comfort. It's false comfort. You think you're protected, but in reality, you don't understand anything deeply enough to know you're at risk. Real protection comes from understanding, from conviction, from knowing the business, trusting the operator, and having a plan if things go wrong. So in 2026, I see a lot of physicians consolidate their portfolios. They're going to focus on fewer but high quality opportunities where they can invest, where they have an edge. And they're going to outperform the doctors who are just scattered around 20 mediocre deals that they don't understand. All right. So I went over what I see, what are my predictions. I want to give you a 2026 playbook. Let's make this actionable. Here's three decisions I want you to write down and commit to after you finish this episode. So decision number one business that you can double down on. What is the one business or practice or revenue stream you're going to double down in 2026? Not diversify, not double, but double down. For most of you, maybe it's your clinical practice. You're going to go narrow. You're going to go cash base. You're going to own your positioning. Maybe it's building a membership. You're going to pour energy into growing it, refining it, making it world class. Maybe it's the content that you're building. You're finally going to commit to consistency and building your own distribution. Again, not five, not 10, just one business to double down on. Write it down and commit to making 2026 the year you go all in. So here's what doubling down looks like. You stop spending your attention. You stop saying, I'm going to try this. I'll try this. So I'll put some money in this. You pick the thing with the most potential and you give it everything. That might mean you're saying no to new opportunities. That might mean exiting other projects. That's okay. That might mean hiring help so you can focus. But it means commitment, real commitment. Decision number two, what is one asset that you can exit? What is the one investment business or commitment you need to de-risk or exit in 2026? Maybe it's an underperforming rental property that's sucking down your time or energy. Maybe it's a partnership that's not aligned anymore. Maybe it's a syndication where you don't really trust the operator. Maybe it's a side project that's just been on the back burner for years and is just draining you. So whatever it is, give yourself permission to walk away. De-risk it. exited. Free up that mental space and capital for something better. There's no shame in cutting losses. There's no shame in admitting something isn't working. The shame is in staying stuck because of that sunk cost fallacy or because you're afraid of what people might think. Your time, your energy, and your capital are too valuable to waste on things that aren't working.
Hello there, Dr. Boss. You should consider doing a podcast or starting a YouTube channel. And if you're a doctor that already have a podcast, even a YouTube channel, you want to up level, well, we have just the thing for you. I'm Dr. Ann Traw.
I'm Dr. Mike Boring.
We're talking about Dr. Podcast, drpodcast.com. Mike and I are having an actual live event in Orlando, Florida. As a doctor, you need to start making money from your podcast or YouTube channel. We have a stellar lineup of speakers. And for me, it's really more collaborative. It's going to happen in January 15th of 2026, but it's going to be lasting for 4 days. You have really two events. So your ticket not only cover the Dr. Podfest event, but it's also covering the whole four-day event of Podfest Expo, where you learn everything about podcasting and being YouTube and even marketing. You never know where it's going to lead you once you get in front of a microphone, doctors, because all sorts of doors will open for you. Take a leap of faith and do something different. And you never know where that is going to lead you. Bring the kids, bring yourself, start something new for January.
And then finally, I want you to have one skill you're going to master in 2026. Not just dabble in, but master. Is it creating content? Is it doing sales, leadership, AI integration, capital allocation? Just pick one. Commit to deep learning. Hire a coach if you need to. Join a mastermind. Read the books. Do the reps. Because mastery in one skill will give you more leverage than mediocrity in five. So let me be clear about what mastery means. It doesn't mean you have to know everything. It means you're excellent. It means you put in the hours. It means you can teach it to others. It means you have unconscious competence. And here's the thing. With mastery, it compounds. When you master content, you're going to attract better opportunities. When you master sales, you're going to increase your income. When you master leadership, you're going to build better teams. When you master how to integrate AI, you're going to get your time back. When you master capital allocation, you're going to build wealth faster. So just do it. Just pick one skill, go deep. Make 2026 the year you become truly excellent at something that really matters. So I want you to do those three decisions down right now. One business to double down on, one asset to exit, one skill to master. That is your 2026 playbook. So here's the thing about 2026. It's not going to reward hustle. It's going to reward clarity. It's going to reward positioning. It's going to reward ownership of your time, ownership of your relationships, of your assets, and your narrative. So the physicians who win in 2026 won't be the ones working the hardest. They're going to be the ones working the smartest. They'll be the ones who are going to say no to 95% of opportunities so they can go all in on the 5% that actually matters. They're going to be the doctors who are going to act like CEOs, not just filling shifts. They're going to be building leverage, not just income. They're thinking in decades, not quarters. And here's the beautiful part of all of this. You don't need to be in 10 businesses to win. You don't need to be on every platform. You don't need to chase every tiny, you know, every shiny object. What you need is clarity, you need positioning, and you need to commit. So as we head into 2026, my challenge to you is this: get clear, go narrow, build something that's worth owning. So I hope you enjoyed these episodes. If these have been valuable to you, share them with a physician who may need to hear this. If you're ready to go deeper, feel free to check out some of the coaching that we can do at bootstrapmd.com. And if you're open to it, I'd love to build with you. So thanks for listening. As in everything, guys, you're going to have your ups and downs as an entrepreneur. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.